Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Chulin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hashoichet unachru, someone shechts, a behema, for a non-yid who is an oived avoidezara, shchitasek sheira. So again, let's understand this. An oived kechavim, a nachri, tells a yid, shecht this animal, and he shechts it, the shchit is kasher. We're not going to assume that he meant for it to be an avoidezara, unless he said so befeish. If the Nachri said, want this animal to be shechted for an Avodah Zarah, then of course the animal is Aser. But if we didn't hear him say it beferish, we're not choshish for it. At least, that's what the Tanakhama holds. The Rabbi Eliezer, Paisel. Rabbi Eliezer says, min hastam, this Nachri was thinking of Avodah Zarah. Even though the Nachri himself is not doing the Shechita, he's telling the Yid to do it, but he's the owner of the Behema. And therefore, even though the Yid is shechting, but if the owner of the behemoth is thinking of Avodah Zarah, then it's possible. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, furthermore, tells us Rabbi Eliezer, Afila shchata, sheyoichal hanachri mechatzar kavet shalom. Now listen to this case. It's a very interesting case. The Nachri had only one chelik in this behemoth. It wasn't all his. Which part belonged to his? Chatzar kavet, the aseres hakavet, an extra part over the liver. This Oyvet Kechavim sold the entire animal to a Yid, but he said, no, the Chatzar Kavet I want for myself. Okay, but now I want my Chatzar Kavet, please, so can I have it? So the Yid shechts the behemoth with the intention to give the Chatzar Kavet to the Nachri, and the rest he keeps for himself. Zogt Rabbi Eliezer, this Shechita is Psula. Why? Because Shestam Machshev Es Nachri Li Avodah Zarah. He wants this part as a carbon for Avodah Zarah. And even though he only owns that small part, but that's enough to passel the behemoth. Lemaisa, the Shittas here at the beginning of the Mishnah are telling us a very big chiddush. The Yisrael doesn't have a machshavas Avodah Zarah over here. It's the Nachri that he's shechting for that's thinking of Avodah Zarah, and because of that, the behemoth is puzzle? I don't understand, says Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi, kavachaymer advam, there should be a kavachaymer that the Nachri's machshavas shouldn't passel the Yid Shechita, even though he's shechting for the Nachri. Let's try to compare this to Hegdash. This other Batanur explains it. Hegdash is very sensitive to Machshava. If the person doing the Avayda has a Machshava to eat the meat after the Zman, it becomes Pigal. And if he had that Machshava during any of the four Avaydas, which is the Shechita, receiving the blood, Halacha, bringing the blood to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika, during any of those four times, if he had a Machshava to eat the carbon after the Zman, it's pigel. Someone eats these chayiv karas. But despite this chumrah, it's only the person doing the avoida. It's his machshava to eat it after the zman that renders the animal pigel. Not the owner. If the kayan does the avoidas properly and the owner is thinking to eat it after the zman, it doesn't become pigel. So umma b'makim sha machshava paiselis, where machshava is effective to pass it during any of the four avoidas, which is b'mikdashim. But we still say Ein Hakol Hoylech Ela Acher Oivid. But whose machshava passels it? The one doing the avoda. So Mokem She'ein Machshava Paiseles, which is Bechula. When it comes to Chula, Chula means the opposite of Hegdish, like Choyel, weekday. It's not Hegdish. So I don't understand, says Rabbi Yossi. This is so much easier. Yes, if you have a machshava of a desire, taka passels the carbon, but only during the Shechita or throwing of the blood. Only by two of the four avodas. So Chulin is not as strict as Hegdash. So Ein Adin, shouldn't we say for sure, Shaloy Hakol Hoylech Ela Achara Shoychet, that it's only the Shoychet himself who would have to have a Machshava for Avodah Zarah to pass it, not the owner who's not Shechting? Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. This person is Shechting for a Nachri. The Nachri asked him to Shech, the Shechita is Kasher. This Tana holds, as long as we don't hear the Nachri saying, Beferish is for Avodah Zarah, we're not assuming it's for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, Rabbi Eliezer passels. Min hastam, he was thinking of Avodah Zarah. And even though the Nachri is not the one that's shechting, but he's the Baal HaBehema, and therefore his machshava is effective to passel it. Not only that, Rabbi Eliezer adds a chiddush, even if the Nachri owns a small part of the Behema, only the Chatzar Kavet, extra muscle over the liver, and the Yid is shechting to give the Nachri his Chatzar Kavet, but he's thinking of Avodah Zarah and the behemoth's pasul l'shchita is not good. So, Rabbi Yossi, I don't get it. Both Tanoim even though the Tanakhama says kosher. That's only because he thinks the Nachri is not thinking of Avodah Zarah. But both the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer say that if the Nachri is thinking of Avodah Zarah, it's possible. Why? The Nachri is not shechting. And it should be a Kal V'Chomer from Hegdish. But Hegdish were much more strict. If you have a Machshava by any of the four Avodahs, to eat the Behemah after the time it becomes Aser. But we say it's only the person doing the Avodah, not someone else. So Kal V'Chomer by Chulin, where it's not by four Avodahs, it's only by two Shechita and Zrika. So for sure we should say, only the person doing the Shechita, he's the one that could passel it with the Machshava of Avodah Zarah, not the owner.